Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about fasting. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very important month spiritually, and it is the only month in which we have been obliged to fast. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: O ye who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-wary. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following regarding fasting: No sooner does a fasting person come upon a group of people eating, then his limbs glorify Allah on his behalf. Right, so you're fasting. I'll say that this happens a lot, especially for us living in the West. You know, we're fasting. And, you know, we go to school, everybody's eating around us, you know, or we're at work, everybody's eating, but we're fasting. You know, in this situation, what happens? We might not be aware of this, but our limbs glorify Allah on our behalf. You know, we might not have the energy to glorify Allah. We might be embarrassed to do so in front of these, our coworkers or our, you know, fellow students, but our limbs do this for us. What else happens? The angels invoke blessings on him. The angels send blessings down upon us. You know, we're going, making this effort and, you know, this struggle to fast, you know, while other people around us are not. You know, Allah sends the angels, and these angels send their blessings upon us. And this invocation of theirs is counted as seeking forgiveness on his behalf. We might not have time to do so. You know, a lot of us have to go to work, a lot of us are at school. You know, we don't really have time to really perform, as much ibadat and acts of worship as we would have wanted. Yeah? The Prophet says that, no problem. Allah, you know, He allows these beings to do this on our behalf, and, you know, we get the reward for it. This is kind of a interesting hadith. It might even be objectionable philosophically, because, you know, philosophically we could say that, you know, how is it possible for somebody to do a deed and for its reward to be given to somebody else? You know, the criterion of the acquisition of reward is that the person perform it through his own free will. This is something that could be discussed, in its own proper place. Perhaps the answer to this question is that this is like one of those cases where this person, his actions lead to another person, another being, like for example his limbs or these angels, doing these good deeds for him. So he gets also the reward that, you know, they are getting, something like that. Perhaps this is an answer to this, a resolution to this problem. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of fasting and how our limbs glorify Allah on our behalf, and the angels invoke blessings upon us in the holy month of Ramadan when we fast, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل
صلي على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد